Hello, I'm Merel from Holland.
I'm Jeremy from Holland as well.
Okay, and we're here in Cochabamba, and I can't remember where I bumped into you, but I imagine it had something to do with the climate conference. But you've been here much longer than that. That's not why you were here. So why are you in Cochabamba?
We took a year off to do something nice, and we're thinking about Bolivia because we both like Bolivia, and we heard that Cochabamba, all kind of things are going on there. So that's why we went to Cochabamba, actually.
And what did you find to do here?
We looked for some contacts in Holland, people here that we could hook up with, and we came across an organization called Somosur, which do activist-oriented talks, and they bring out booklets and do that kind of stuff. We basically started working with them on issue of climate change. Of course, the climate conference was here a week ago, and we had basically 2 months to work up to that. And we made a website and a booklet about the issue, and we've been spreading that around here since then.
Do you want to tell us what's on the website and where people can find it?
Sure. It's www.cumbrescambioclimatico.org, and it's in Spanish, everything. And there are like 2,000 documents on it, I think, about climate change, like in general, but as well about the different conferences about climate change. So about Copenhagen and about Cochabamba. There's a lot of stuff to find about Cochabamba, and a lot of critical stuff as well. And we're going to keep it up to date until Cancun.
So what else does this Somosur get up to, apart from kind of mobilising around climate change in the last couple of months?
Well, they've been around for about 5 or 6 years. Basically, they're involved in sort of local projects. They're working on a project for, I think it's like popular education for women's rights in the barrios. They've got a project going on about the basura. What's that in English?
Garbage.
There's a big issue in Cochabamba about the garbage disposal, so they're working on that. They've published booklets about the nationalization of the oil company and the problems with regard to that. Basically, they follow all the national and local issues and publish critical articles about that, hold meetings about that, and.
But you're not going to be hanging around to continue working with them over the next month or so, are you? Why is that?
No, because we recently found out that it's only possible to stay for 3 months in Bolivia. You can only stay here for 3 months a year with a tourist visa. And we already spent here 3 months, so we basically have to leave. We have no other options to stay here. And it's a kind of new law. They enforced it in February. So normally it was possible to just go to the border of Peru and come back, but it isn't possible anymore, so we have to leave.
Well, what next for you then? You said you were leaving this morning and you're still here. Why is that?
Well, Bolivia has this problem of paros, they call it, which is basically bus drivers blocking the roads. Today it's due to a national strike of the Confederation of Workers, who are striking for better pay, I believe. So there'll be a 24-hour strike. A few days after we arrived in Cochabamba, the whole of the city was blocked by the bus drivers, who just stood in the middle of the big streets and just made sure that people couldn't leave. It happens a lot, and I guess that's the way the things work, the politics work around here.
You were actually saying you were in the UK for last April for the G20, and coincidentally, considering we were just met in Cochabamba, you stayed at the Rampart.
Well, we went there with a group of four mates, and basically we arrived a week early. And we helped organizing things, and we were involved in a bit of the planning, and experienced the kind of the strange mix of different types of groups and sectarian interchange during the G20 was quite interesting. We were kettled all day at Bank, which was an interesting experience, basically got some idea of what the state of activism is in London at least, and it was a great experience. Nice people, met some good people, and I stayed in Rampart for a week, basically. It was my home, and I loved it there. And yeah, funny that we met up here.
Indeed. Have you come across social centres and political spaces in the same similar concept here in South America at all? I noticed the Red Tinku stuff.
The only thing I can say about Red Tinku, it's a very nice place to meet up with people, but they're a bit focused on foreigners, on travellers. So we heard some really good stories about them, but also like for the local people here, it isn't really functioning very well because they're really focused on the foreigners, and they come and they go and they come and they go. So, but yeah, but it's a nice place to meet up people and to interchange ideas and stuff.
Speaking of kind of meeting up and making connections, did you find the conference useful? Has that left you feeling that you're part of something bigger or a network that will be useful in the future for mobilizing and acting?
Yeah, definitely. We've been working up to this conference for about 2 months, having sort of conference calls on Skype and everything, and working out how to organize and what to do with the CJA people. Yeah, we organized a workshop which was really well attended, and people were really happy. It was really participatory and pretty different from other workshops they'd been at. That was great. And doing loads of interviews, and we're going to sort of put together a booklet on what happened at the conference and people's views on the climate crisis, the struggle, relationships with the state and NGOs, and sort of north-south relationships and different views on that. And yeah, we're going to try and publish that, which it will be published in England actually, and we're going to try and translate it into Spanish as well so we can get it out here. That should be out at the end of June, I believe.
And this is a question which every time someone's asked me, I've refused to answer it. Generally, big question, what did you make of the conference?
Well, that's impossible to answer. Well, I actually, before the conference started, we were a bit skeptical about the conference because we heard loads of criticism and stuff, and like everything has been cooked beforehand by the government. And we also noticed loads of stuff happening like we weren't really happy about, like the virtual working groups were like not really well managed and stuff. So we were a bit skeptical, but actually when we were actually in the conference, there were loads of positive things that went on and good processes, but as well there were things to criticize as well, but overall I have a really good feeling about it. Yeah.
And the final declarations, both in terms of the kind of official final declaration and the MESA 18, yeah, what did you make of them? How did you think that worked out?
Yeah, pretty decent, actually. Well, basically, the government in different MESAs, different working groups, they've been pushing through sort of different bits of text. But during the conference, one example was in the strategy working group. There was an idea to sort of create a global organization to tackle climate change or something like that, which would be sort of organized top down and it would be have governance in it and stuff like that. And Via Campesina basically put up a fight, and they like officially objected or whatever, and everything was taken out. That ended up being pretty decent as well. Apart from that, it's got a lot of the text. It's got a lot of things that seem to me to be a bit, I don't know if it'd be useless, but things like a referendum on climate change, which has questions like, do you think capitalism is the cause of climate change or something like that? Yeah. Anyway, it's got like questions in it that in a Bolivian context might be relevant, or in radical circles might be obvious, but if you have hold a referendum like that in a place like England, I mean, you'd basically lose. So it's got some things in that aren't very practical from a tactical perspective, but yeah, it's got some good text, and it tackles the issues well, and it has good analysis and good context. So apart from that, it's I'm happy with it.
I've heard people say good things about it, but the thing that confuses me is that this text has been produced, and the next step is to hand it back to the UN process for COP16, the very process which this conference was set up to replace or act in parallel to. So I'm what do you think of the fact that the end result of this conference seems to be simply to hand the process back to the UN?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, that's not the only end result. It's like what you do with it, right? It's a bit strange that they're gonna show, or not strange, but the UN, I'm not sure if they're gonna take it seriously, or the other governments, I'm not sure, but I mean, the thing that these documents are here and everybody participated, and I mean, there is sort of a document of the people, like of the world, so I don't think it's gonna be very useful in the next conference, but I mean, for me, that's not real big purpose or something. But for other reasons, it can be very helpful.
So this year, kind of ignoring COP16, what is there for people to be acting on and mobilizing around?
Well, there's just been a call out by Climate Justice Action, which is basically the 12th of October. In Latin America, there's, for the last few years, there's been a global day of action called out for the rights of Mother Earth. Global Minga, it's called. And basically this year they want to take the theme of climate change and organize direct actions around the world against climate change. And yeah, the idea is to sort of do loads of different actions coordinated around the world. I think that sounds really exciting and a bit different from the usual conference hopping, whatever it's called.
Okay, and do you happen to know, off the top of your head, the web address for the Climate Justice Action?
The Climate Justice Action?
Yeah, that's www.climate-justice-action.org.
I so wanted her to do that. Thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else that either of you would like to say?
Yeah, shout out to all the people from the G20 that we met, and thanks for all the hospitality in Rampart. Keep all the information flowing from England. We read sort of all the blogs and shit, that kind of stuff regularly, and that's really helpful. It's good to know what's happening around the world in different struggles. So, yeah, that's it.
Cool. Thanks very much.